Sweeney, what are you doing out here? My bed got cold without you. Yes. Yet I need my snuggle buddy. Yes, that's you. You can't sleep. Well, I can't sleep without you either. Please come back to bed. Yeah, I'll just think of something and we'll fall asleep together. Okay, here. Get under the blanket. And then let me get closer. Put your arm around me. Right here. Your chest. On your neck. Yeah. This always makes me sleepy, having you close. Smelling you and coming back to this, like, home base. Just sit here in the center. Run my fingers over your chest here. Yeah, I like your little manly chest here. Put your arms wrapped around me. I'll be like teddy bear or something for you. I know you're usually my teddy bear. You have too much going on today, you can't sleep. Start by closing your eyes. Now we're in position. Just relax. Relax your toes. Then your feet. Relax your legs. Relax that cute little butt. Yeah. Abs. Then relax your arms. Well, but keep them around me. I like that. I like this neck. They start yawning. Contagious, right? It is kind of late. I can hear your heartbeat. So strong. What? Oh, you want me to keep talking?
I'll try. Do you have help you go to sleep? I might go to sleep.
What to talk about? Oh, we already talked about our days at dinner. About me. What don't you know about me at this point? Oh, You know what? The other day I saw something about, like, getting to know your partner questions better or something. And one of them I remember was, like, discuss your favorite toy as a child. And I was trying to think about that, like, what was there to discuss? I definitely had a teddy bear that was well worn. It was called Belky. It came from a department store. And I don't know, something about your favorite toys, like, there's some of those toys from childhood that you don't remember getting them. But I remember him being there with me. I always liked having him around, especially at bedtime. Just like I like having you here with me so we can go to sleep. But I don't know what else. Not many stories. I mean, he was a white bear, kind of like a polar bear. And I think he must have come out at Christmas. And he had a red and green scarf. And that managed to stay on him after he was so well loved by me. But I think he also had a little knit cap. And that came off. So hopefully the polar bear wasn't too cold up there in the Arctic. You know, I remember somebody telling me about, like, that makes me think of the Coca-Cola bear commercials. And like, the polar bears and the penguins are always hanging out together in those commercials, but they actually live on opposite poles of the world, so only in cartoons, I guess. Super good marketing. Very cute, but not very educational. Anyway. Is helping. Heartbeat's slowing down a little bit. Just relax. You know what else I liked as a kid? Makes me think a lot about Sesame Street for some reason. Now that was educational programming. You've heard of Sesame Street, right? No? How have you not heard of Sesame Street? Okay. Well, you were very deprived, and I must educate you. So, because there's some void in your childhood soul that needs to be filled by finding your way to Sesame Street. So, Sesame Street's big mascot, I guess, is Big Bird. They used to sing at the beginning of every show, "Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?" And so happy. That's what it's great about. You know, thinking about childhood memories, oh, usually hopefully think about those happy memories and clear your mind of other things and feel happy, go right to sleep. And part of the theme song, I think, was like, how did it start? Sunny day, sweeping the clouds away, on my way to where the air is clean, I think. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? And I was always trying to teach kids something new, letters and numbers. And every show at the end would be like, today's show was sponsored by the letter E and the number 4. And all throughout the show, they'd be doing little skits and stuff about that letter and that number, putting the letter in words and counting and things. Oh, there was a, speaking of counting, there was like a Dracula character. He was purple. And he had a little monocle, I think, and a pointy nose, and he was called the Count. And he would count up to whatever the day's number was. So if it was 4, he would be counting maybe bats or something, and he would say, one bat, ah, 2 bats, 3 bats, 4 bats, or something. I can't do it. Don't laugh at me, I'm sorry. I promise this is a dear part of every little kid child that needs Sesame Street. Oh, and Big Bird. I was talking about Big Bird. Big Bird was just a huge bird that lived in a nest on Sesame Street. He had made his nest in the Sesame Street because that was his home, I guess. And there were real people on the street too, in addition to all the little Muppet characters. And Big Bird was gotta be 9 feet tall or something. Even taller than all the other real people. And there's a lot of things about neighborhoods and friendship and homes. Big Bird was all yellow feathers, yellow beak, and then his feet, and these tall, lanky feet, they're yellow, or sorry, that's not right. His legs were all orange, and his feet were orange, and then he had pink stripes around his legs. And when I was a little kid, you heard of Teddy Ruxpin, right? Teddy Ruxpin was like this mechatronic or whatever little teddy bear that would read stories to you. Well, instead of a Teddy Ruxpin, I had a Big Bird. And Big Bird and I would read stories. His beak would open and close as he read the story to you. And then it'd ding or something and you turn the page and he'd keep reading. And then there was Cookie Monster. I learned some bad habits from Cookie Monster, I think. And lots of characters had little songs. And that's probably one of the things I liked, the music of Sesame Street. And I totally could have lived by Cookie Monster's mantra, which is, C is for cookie, it's good enough for me. And he would just eat cookies and go crazy. He had these, he was a blue monster with a big mouth and real bobbly, googly eyes. And he would just scarf down cookies. Cookie, cookie. And who else lived on Sesame Street? Oh, not too far from Big Bird's nest lived Oscar. And Oscar was a grouch. He lived in a trash can because he loved trash. That was his little theme, I guess. See, I'm getting sleepy too. Yeah, close your eyes and think about all these crazy characters. And Oscar was a green monster, I guess, because he was kind of gross and he would come out of the trash can with the trash can lid on his head and he had these little green, grimy fingers and like a thick eyebrows or maybe a unibrow or something. He would think about how he loved trash. Everything grimy and gummy and something ragged in it and rotten and rusty. Something like this. But what was cool was even Oscar the Grouch had a friend on Sesame Street. And his friend was a little pet worm that would come around. Because I guess that worm loved trash too, so they had something in common. I think the worm's name was Squirmy or, no, maybe Slimy. And Slimy would come and visit Oscar. And even the puppeteered the little worm and he would like scoot along, like flattening out and then making a upside down U and then flatten out again. And then sometimes he'd like raise his head and like point one way or another or something, or shake it, or I don't nod. I don't think he really talked. I think Oscar just sort of responded to him. Oh, and then when it's bath time, you go join Ernie. And Ernie had a roommate named Bert. Yeah, I know, roommates. Sure, that's all they were. I know that's what we joke about now. Bert always wore a vest or a turtleneck or something. He was very straight and narrow. And he was like a skinny puppet with a tall head. And Ernie was a stout puppet with a fat head. And it's kind of like, now that I think about it, it's sort of like Joey Chandler dynamic from Friends. Like, one of them's kind of goofy, messing up, and the other one's trying to keep things straight and on track. But Ernie's, other than Bert, Ernie's friend was his rubber ducky. And somehow, I guess, I got a fondness for rubber duckies out of this show. The rubber ducky would be in the bath, and there was a song about the rubber ducky. And Bernie had this funny laugh. It was like, no, that's probably not, that's probably awful. Anyway, but so when he sang with the rubber ducky, it was time for bath to be like, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time so much fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. And they would sometimes make the ducky squeak or something. It's funny how much of these little songs I remember. Something about
music.
I guess that's why they taught it that way, so you'll remember as a kid. Oh. know. And Big Bird's, one of Big Bird's friends was called a Snuffleupagus. I can't remember if it was like his imaginary friend or his pet or something. But there was a Snuffleupagus that was kind of like, sort of looked like an elephant, if I remember. I think it had like a trunk, but it was brown. And maybe it had eyelashes and some kind of pink bow or something. I don't know. I think there was a song about the Snuffleupagus.
I can't really remember that one.
All I can think about is hippopotamus for Christmas at this moment because I'm so sleepy. But Sesame Street would be a cool place to live, I guess, if you, especially if you were a kid. Everybody there was learning to be nice. And of course, there was Elmo. Elmo was another monster. But so cute. He was all red and a big orange nose. Yeah, you've seen his toy or something, right? And Elmo always talked about himself in third person. Elmo loves you, kind of thing. Elmo's, one of Elmo's friends was his pet fish, Goldfish Dorothy. Probably had a new one every show, the way goldfish go. But anyway, he and Dorothy would explore Elmo's world. And I think I remember Elmo used to like, when they, sometimes they would have like kid guest stars on the show, Elmo would talk to them. Or something, he'd interview them and ask questions. And he'd say, let's find out what a baby has to say. And he'd say, hello, baby. And of course, the baby not talking back, and Elmo just giggles and stuff. I guess as a kid, it's nice to think about living on Sesame Street where there's no clouds or storms, cares are swept away. Everybody wants to be your friend. Even if you feel left out or like a misfit, you can fit right in and find a friend on Sesame Street. Even if you're a grouch or a monster or enormously tall or whatever, you're always welcome. There's someone to play with.
Ugh.